Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us on Close Up Radio today. It is 1 p.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center, June 16th, 2021. We thank you from all around the world for tuning in to our show today. And, of course, we're live right now, but all the shows are archived, and you can hear this and share the link with family and friends and colleagues who you think would really benefit from this episode of Close Up Radio. Again, a pleasure, and thank you very much for joining us today as we spotlight executive coach and author Susan Inouye. She's based in Los Angeles, California. She's an executive coach, the author of the best-selling Leadership's Perfect Storm, What Millennials Are Teaching Us About Possibilities, Passion, and Purpose. Millennials want to feel heard, Susan says. They want to use their gifts and have meaning and purpose in their lives. According to Susan, millennials have helped us see that the authoritative leadership style of previous generations does not work and perhaps never really did. Leadership's Perfect Storm is not about how to work with millennials from, you know, our perspective, but rather what millennials have taught us about how to work with them. The new leadership paradigm is about being a whole person who brings all of their gifts and blind spots to the table and learns how to develop themselves and others as well. The path to profit is purpose. Susan's gift-centered approach is designed to unlock millennial creativity, because after all, millennials are the next generation of leaders, and they want to be those leaders. And one of the drivers of Leadership's Perfect Storm is innovation. Leadership's Perfect Storm, What Millennials Are Teaching Us About Possibilities, Passion, and Purpose, is available at Amazon. And we're going to be talking about a very special conference and summit coming up real soon that Susan's going to be a part of as well. And you can actually, at the time of this broadcast, you can partake in that. But first, let me welcome live and direct from Los Angeles, California, our very special guest, Susan Inouye. Susan, thank you very much for joining me here as my guest on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. We welcome you.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
You are very, very welcome. Tell us about the inspiration for wanting to write the book, which obviously has been very well received, Leadership's Perfect Storm.
Yeah, you know, it was more than a decade ago that I actually remember getting calls from executives, and they were complaining and very frustrated about their young people, their millennials. And there was so much pain and suffering between these generations that I felt an obligation to find a way to make things better. And so, you know, I went on a quest, a mission, to find something, a methodology that was not just based in theory or academics, but really grounded in proven results. And that's when an executive client of mine, a friend, he took me, of all places, to the ghettos of South Central Los Angeles to find my answer. And there he introduced me to Tony LeRae and his organization, Youth Mentoring Connection. Now, I found out that Tony was a former CEO. He had sold a very successful business, and for the past decade had been transforming and saving the lives of thousands of inner-city millennial youth through his mentoring program with unprecedented results. And I can tell you what drew me in was he actually went into the community, and he asked these young people what it would take to engage with them, and they told him. And over the years, he created what he called the gift-centered approach. Now, what was cool about this approach, although it was born out of the millennial generation, it really worked for every generation because it really satisfied the needs of every human being to be seen and accepted for who they are. And as I watched, I observed Tony in his community with his staff, his mentors, his mentees, and they were all of different generations, genders, and racial backgrounds. And I saw the deep connection that they had and just the way they engaged each other that brought out the best in who they were. And so I said I wanted him to mentor me because I not only saw a way of helping my execs with their young people, but of creating a culture of belonging. And so over a decade ago, I took this approach into the corporate world. I started to turn around companies and cultures in a way that got long-term results. And, you know, the gift-centered approach is really at the heart of the way Tony leads, which he calls Sawubona leadership. And Sawubona is a Zulu greeting meaning I see you, as in seeing the whole person. And it's really cool because Sawubona and the gift-centered approach today is in over 30 countries. And so my book actually documents this approach with, it's filled with stories of my clients and his youth. And we were just fortunate because when we launched it at the end of 2018, it was, we hit the number one bestseller in leadership and business management, and the book sold all over the world. And in fact, last year, thanks. Last year what happened was is executives, I got calls from executives, some of international companies wanting to know how can Sawubona help them address diversity, equity, inclusion, and others that asked me how could it help them create a culture of connection and belonging, especially when all their employees were miles apart.
No, that's right. And when that is the case, you have to look at ways to bring people together. You know, you mentioned Sawubona. How can that help leaders today as they go through, well, like we all have been, some of the most challenging times? You know, we're talking about COVID-19, racial inequality, even the economic situation. It's a generation that thinks completely differently. How can they engage millennials to play really a more significant role in making these positive changes?
Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack there, but maybe I can start by focusing on global initiations because you mentioned, too, COVID-19 and racial inequality, and I'll bring in a third, which is gender inequality. And these are just some of the many global initiations that face leaders today that they need to understand and address to really thrive in this century. And when I talk about initiations, and I talk more in depth in my book, to just give you a just very general overview, an initiation is a life experience that changes our lives forever, and there is no going back. There are things like getting married, having kids, getting divorced, landing a new job, or even being let go of a current one. And there are also events like we went through, like the pandemic, which was created by COVID-19, and then the horrific death of George Floyd and so many people of color. And then there was the Me Too movement. And within each of these initiations are questions that leaders must ask to reimagine a world, a community, a culture in their company that can help them prosper in a new normal. And oddly enough, this new normal is exactly what millennials have been challenging their leaders for years to cultivate. And yes, it took these global initiations to finally wake us up.
Yeah, absolutely. And COVID-19 certainly did wake us up. It also disrupted our workplace in ways that all of us, including leaders, never imagined possible. So how does Sawubona leadership really help us to transition to this new normal?
Yeah, so, I mean, thinking about some of the challenges that leaders and companies face during this pandemic last year, besides survival, the questions that I kept getting asked by executives was, how do we create a sense of connection and belonging when we're miles apart? And when I talk about connection, I don't mean communication or connectivity. I mean, how I feel when I'm with you. And then there's the questions of how do we lead a remote workforce so our people are inspired to use their gifts to help our company survive or thrive. And if we look at how millennials play a role in all of this, and understanding that millennials, they want leaders and organizations that care about their well-being. I mean, according to a Gallup study, millennials feel that one of the ways to do that is to give them flex time, to be able to give them the ability to work remotely, because when you do that, it gives them the potential for work-life balance, which they really desire, because millennials make few distinctions between home life and work life. And they will leave. Many will leave if a company doesn't give them that work-life balance or flex time. So it's odd. When the pandemic hit, you know, and millions of employees were forced to work remotely, all of a sudden this workplace turned into the kind of workplace with flexibility and potential for work-life balance that they always desired. And oddly enough, the business world in an instant transitioned into what we call the millennial way of working. And there's, you know, another point to consider, which is millennials, they want leaders who are open and transparent. And so when leaders were open and transparent about the challenges that they were going through with the company, and when they connected with their people this past year more often, and they really cared about them, and they asked them personally how they were doing, millennials and Gen Zs, or Zoomers, as we call them, they really felt that their leaders cared about who they are. And guess what? Millennial engagement, that had actually increased in the United States. In fact, there was a Gallup study done even before the COVID-19, that they found that of millennials who work remotely, what was it? It was 41% are far more engaged compared to only 29% who work on site. And it really points to the fact that just because, you know, an employee is on site doesn't necessarily mean that they're more engaged at work. And so when people ask me about Salbona and how it can help, I start by saying, you know, we have to understand that there are many things millennials want, but at a deeper level, there are three themes that I have found that keep echoing in the years that I've been doing coaching, and that's to feel heard, to use our gifts, and to have meaning and purpose in our lives. But research shows that it's just not a millennial need. It's a need of human beings, and so all generations want this. It's just that millennials, they demand it. And so if we look at the principles of Salbona leadership, we call them the leader shifts. And these are the shifts that leaders must make in order to thrive in this century, because when they do, it actually satisfies the needs of millennials and all generations. So, you know, we're talking about COVID-19 and connection and belonging. You know, the first leader shift in Salbona is shifting from control to connect and receive. And the pandemic threw leaders into a state of uncertainty. And they had to let go of their control and really connect with their people who are miles apart and motivate them in ways that would help the company through these challenging times. And some of the things that my clients are doing is that, you know, they start to connect with their people more often, but on shorter Zoom calls, because they noticed that when they were on shorter Zoom calls, they were less distracted, they were more focused and more open and present, and they were really listening. And their people felt heard, which is one of the first needs of millennials and every human being. And they felt cared for. And they also mentioned to me, in connecting with their people and always asking at the beginning of conversations how they were doing personally. They said, "Susan, we were learning so much about our people that we didn't even know that's helping us to coach and develop them into the leaders that we need them to be." And so they're finding that their people are more receptive to their requests, and they're actually going the extra mile. So that's been a great thing.
Absolutely. Going the extra mile is so important. You know, with the horrific death of George Floyd and all the protests happening around the world, leaders of companies really been forced to take a public stand against racial injustice, which is a beautiful thing. How can Sobona leadership help leaders actually address the need, not just, you know, talk about it now because it's in vogue, but really address the need for long-term for diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Yeah, and I think what you're saying about long-term is really key, Jim, because, I mean, thinking about the challenges that leaders are facing today with racial inequality, I think the question really becomes is how do we address diversity, equity, inclusion so it's not a project assigned to a committee of people, or it's a numbers game, or it's even a corporate policy, but how is it a value that's lived in every part of the organization? And then how do we go beyond DEI to cultivating a culture where people feel they truly belong? Because, you know, in companies today, they're finding that you can have numbers that back up that you have diversity, equity, inclusion, but people can still feel that they don't belong. And if we look at how millennials play a significant role, it's seen that what millennials and Zoomers want from employers is they want organizations that are diverse and inclusive of all people. For them, it is a given, and it's not just the right thing to do. And they want leadership that's ethical. So those leaders who took a public stand against racial injustice, they were kind of the ethical leaders that they respected. And now I have a lot of them saying to me, Susan, we're looking for our leaders' words to be more than executive platitudes. So when you think about Sobona and how it could create a culture of belonging, I think of the second and the third leadership. And the second is shifting from conformity to see and accept. You know, for millennials, one size does not fit all. They want to be seen and accepted for who they are as unique individuals with unique gifts and not part of a mass herd. And as I think about the third leadership, which is from expectations to intentions, I've had many millennials say to me, Susan, I really dislike it when I'm told or I'm expected to do things in my leader's, you know, my boss's way without really asking me for my ideas. They want you to give them the results that you want, and then have the intention to encourage them to use their gifts in their way to get the results you need. And they will ask questions, and they also will ask for help if they need it. And so in sharing with you some of the things my clients are doing, I mean, they're realizing that, you know, building a DEI culture of belonging is hard work, and that it's not just the big things we do, it's the little things that we do each of us does every single day, and that's like being present to connect with people and then openly receive their ideas, their thoughts, their help, and even their criticism. And then not trying to conform people to being what we expect them to be, but really having the intention to see and accept them as unique individuals and coaching them to be what I consider the best version of themselves. They're also observing their people, not to micromanage them, but to really see the gifts and praise the gifts so that they do more of the good stuff that improves the organization. And the other really great thing that they're doing, they're really helping their people to discover their vision for their life and encouraging them to align it with the mission and or the purpose of the company, and to align their personal values with the core values of the organization, because it's these two things that really make people feel a part of something greater than themselves, which is really the third need of millennials and also of human beings. So we're finding out, I mean, my clients are finding out that they're attracting now a diverse group of individuals that want to be part of the culture because their own personal values and their vision for their life aligns with the organization. And so they feel this inclusivity. Rather than trying to go for inclusivity, the byproduct is they feel it.
That's right, and that's essential. You know, the challenge companies face today when we're talking about gender inequality, it really has to do with more than just the gender of being a woman, although women still face discrimination when it comes to being in leadership roles and things like equal pay. How does Sabona leadership help here as well, and how do millennials actually have the opportunity to play a role in this as well?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to unpack here, but I want to say it's not just about fulfilling numbers, like a lot of companies focus on numbers. You know, it's also about asking how do we create a culture that's not just shaped around male-dominated ways of doing things, but truly supports all genders, generations, and ethnic groups. And then asking, what if we had leadership positions that supported people, including women, in their careers and in raising a family, so that we benefit from the unique and the valuable gifts that they bring? I mean, if we take a look at millennials and how they play a significant role in all of this, it's remembering that millennials, they want work-life balance. I think we all do. They want flex time. They want an organization that's diverse and inclusive of all people. And millennials today, I've seen it, especially millennial women, they're taking a stand and they're leaving companies who don't have the culture that supports them in having a career and raising a family. In fact, they'll find another career. They'll find another company who gives them this flex time, and leaders who really care about their well-being. And I'm seeing a lot of turnover in companies, and companies are losing the unique gifts and skills and experience of talented people, millennials too, including millennial women who want families and careers. So when we take a look at how Sabona can help in cultivating this kind of culture, I mean, I think about the fourth and the fifth leadership. And the fourth leadership is really about shifting from authority to authenticity. I mean, millennials, they look at authority differently. And the reason is they're the first generation that didn't have to go through authority to get information. And this is huge because it used to be that what gave leaders leverage or power over others was the information they possessed that others didn't. But the internet has changed all that. And so for millennials, they don't respect a person just because they have a title. What they do respect is authentic wisdom, information, and experience that they can learn from as long as you don't lecture down to them. And considering the fifth leadership, which is shifting from bottom-line myopia to belonging, I mean, millennials value contributing to their communities. And they have a deep desire to be a part of something greater than themselves. And so what my clients are doing is they're becoming more authentic leaders. They're letting go of their authoritative styles that sometimes say, you know, if I do it for you, then I have to do it for everyone else. But instead, they're really valuing the unique individuals who have their own gifts and their own purpose to bring into the world. And they're creating frameworks, not structures, that can be flexible. In fact, you know, for example, they're creating new positions like part-time partner instead of just partner. And so they're talented people, you know, including women, who want both a career and a family, can have both. And they're also, you know, giving people a choice so that they can work remotely, on-site, do a hybrid, so that they can have the flex time and work-life balance. And many of them are deepening relationships with their people by coaching their direct reports on a leadership path so that they can grow them into the leaders they need to be. And we're seeing that they're slowly changing their culture so it supports all genders and generations and ethnic backgrounds, and a place where people can really feel that they belong. And this is so important today.
It really, really is, absolutely. We've got about maybe 4 minutes left. I'm sure people have asked you, why should we cater to this generation?
Yeah, they have, definitely they have. And so my thought is this, it's not about catering to this generation, it's really catering to every generation, because every human being wants to feel heard, to use their gifts, and to have meaning and purpose in their lives. It's just that generations prior to millennials, we all couldn't demand it, especially in the workplace, like millennials are demanding it today. And, you know, guess who's encouraging their kids to demand this? I mean, it's parents.
Yeah.
I mean, parents are encouraging their kids. And because they gave up their dreams, their passions, and they went for their dreams and the passion of the company they work for. And after 20, 30 years, a lot of them were let go of. And they said, I'm not having this for my child. And so when I talk to execs and they complain, they're complaining about their young people, I say, you know, do you have kids? And they always usually say yes. I said, so what do you tell your kids when they graduate from high school or college? Do you tell them to just get any job and make some money? And they always jump in and they said, absolutely not. I tell them to go for their dreams, do what they love, do what they're passionate about. I said, okay, so what do you tell your people? And they go, what do you mean? I said, do you tell them to go for their dreams, what they're passionate about, or to go for what you're passionate about? And this huge light bulb comes on, and they said, oh, my gosh, we're making this generation entitled. I said, yes, but that entitlement is so necessary to disrupt our industry so that leadership changes to really thrive in a new normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got about 2 minutes left. Maybe you have a quick story you can share about one of your clients, and then definitely tell us about the summit that's coming up as well.
Yeah. So let me give you a story that is in my book. It's centered around a boomer whose boss calls him a millennial. And I share this story because we've been talking a lot about millennials. And real quick, so I'll call him Jeff. Jeff is the CEO of an international company. He called me one day. He was very upset with George, who's a boomer, and Jeff's is a Gen Xer, because George kept interrupting their brainstorming sessions and telling them financially why it won't work. And so he was really saying, I don't know what to do. So basically, I had him take a walk in beauty, which was to calm down. He called me later. And the first thing out of my mouth was, what is his gifts? What is his gifts and bad behavior? Because out of our bad behavior, there are gifts that are wanting to be seen. And a Salbona leader asks, how can I redirect the gifts so it better serves the organization? So Jeff named his gifts, being very numbers-oriented, analytical, detail-oriented, being able to break down ideas and to put a number to it. And after he said this, I said, so why is he in a brainstorming session? And Jeff, I remember him chuckling and saying to me, because he's part of our leadership team. And I said, does George's gifts, are they best served in being in this brainstorming session? And he said no. And so we brainstormed. He came with that innovative process. George was out of the brainstorming meetings. They would brainstorm, bring their three best ideas to George. George would tell them why financially it wouldn't work. And through an iterative process, back and forth, they actually worked on the problem until they created innovative ideas that were financially solid and spurred the growth of the company. Yeah.
That is fantastic. I want to get to the website, susaninouye.com, SusanInouye.com. The book, of course, Leadership's Perfect Storm, What Millennials Are Teaching Us About Possibilities, Passion, and Purpose, available on Amazon. You're going to be speaking at the Women in Technology International Virtual Summit on Monday, June 1st from 4 to 5:30 Pacific Time. And folks can register for the 21st Century Leadership's the Millennial Solution to Guiding the Next Generation of Leaders by going to summit.witi.com/agenda/. Susan, this was terrific and a real pleasure having
Thanks, Jim, on the show today.
I really appreciate it. We unpacked a great deal, and I think it was very impactful, and I hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That would be a pleasure.
Yeah, it would be. Thank you, Jim, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Keep doing what you're doing, letting people know about their possibilities, passions, and purpose, and having an opportunity to really strive to live in that authentic way that is so, so important. You're amazing, Susan. Thanks again for joining us. And I do want to let everybody know that this entire episode is fully recorded, so you can hear it in the archives. And again, you can go to her website, Susan Inouye, that's SusanInouye.com, to learn more about everything that she has happening, which is extraordinary. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here exclusively on Close Up Radio. Till then, have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us. Be well, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.